Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 my friends. Happy Friday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport World Cup Daily Podcast. With me, Andy Goldstein. It's basically the same podcast as normal. We just stuck the word World Cup in it. Anyway, there's only one place to start, and that's, of course, with more fallout to Cristiano Ronaldo's exclusive interview with Piers Morgan over on Talk TV after the second half of their chat aired last night. In it, he talks about feeling betrayed by Manchester United and why he doesn't respect manager Erik ten Hag. Shortly, we'll hear from the former Man United striker Diego Forlan. Wow, but first, here's how Jamie O'Hara and Jason Cundy reacted to the interview on the Sports Bar on TalkSport.
Exactly, it's always my fault. The problem's always me. I look like I'm the black sheep.
I don't quite get the end game with this, actually. I came into it with quite an open mind. Who's he got around him? Who are his advisors? This is worse than I thought. Far worse than I thought. I don't think he comes out of it particularly well. I have to say, I don't think he's a particularly nice person.
Really? Would you go that far?
That came across. There is the unbelievable...
It was a bit harsh.
Lack of... No, I don't think it is, actually. I think the unbelievable lack of self-awareness, every answer that he gave, everything was about him.
Well, he wants to get sacked. That's the end game, in my opinion.
Jay, do you know what?
My opinion, I think he wants to get sacked.
That, to me, is someone there that's deluded if he thinks this has been a good... Worse than I thought. Mm. Far worse than I thought. The lack of self-awareness in every answer.
I just thought the mannerisms of it all was just so arrogant, so self-indulgent.
Completely self-indulgent. And, I don't know...
Piers, he's rubbing his hands together.
Piers, very good at his job, knows exactly what he's doing. But these questions were... pre-planned. Ronaldo's got his answers. There were a couple of times where you felt that Ronaldo didn't quite give him enough of the answer and Piers would come in and prompt him.
The criticism was so bad. I mean, not only in football way, but professional and family way as well, which surprised me a lot. Looked like I was a bad guy, which is not true.
If you're an owner of a football club or a manager of a football club like a Bayern Munich, a Juventus, a Sporting Lisbon, teams that he'd be interested in signing for potentially, I don't think you'd want him.
Do you know what? I felt he belittled everyone. I'm the best that's ever been. No one's ever going to be as good as me.
Yeah, it's sad to see if this is going to be the end of everything, of a really nice relationship that began so many years ago and gave him so many things, the club, the fans, and himself to the club and the fans, to finish in this way.
Now, moving on to England, there's just 3 days until their World Cup campaign gets underway in Iran, which you can hear, of course, live on TalkSport. Here's the Chelsea midfielder Mason Mount, who's been telling our very own Faye Carruthers that there's no reason why England can't go all the way and win it in Qatar. Oh, dear.
We've always had belief, and that's not overconfidence. We know what we can do, and we're humble in that, and we know we continue to work hard and to get better, but we're on a good path, and if we perform to what we know we can do, then we definitely have a chance to progress and hopefully get to the end, and that's our goal. We want to go that one more step and win it and make the country proud. That's all of our goals, and we're going to do everything we can to try and achieve that.
Who do you see as the biggest threats in this World Cup? Have you kind of looked when you've kind of surveyed what could be ahead?
The teams that have done well over the last couple of years, France, Brazil, I think they're two teams that are going to be strong, and obviously playing the Euros and the friendly games or other games we play, we don't really get to experience the likes of Brazil and Argentina and Colombia, the teams that do the stuff off the ball and the dark arts of the game, which you have to, especially in a big game like this, or if we do get to play them, you have to be ready for that. And I think they played them in 2018, Colombia.
They did.
I watched it and it was a tough game. And
that was the penalty shootout.
Yeah, these are the games that you want to play in, but we're ready, and I think we're enjoying every moment so far. And we've got three tough group games to start.
Have you kind of visualised what that might be if you're to step out of the Khalifa Stadium on Monday night? Have you thought about what it might be like and feel like?
The focus of mine was to get out here, take it all in and enjoy it. I think that's one of the most important things, to enjoy every moment. I think if I look back at the Euros, it was such a blur and everything happened so quickly that some of the memories I have are obviously amazing, but it's like a bit of a blur for me. So to take everything in and to enjoy the moment, that's going to be very special. But stepping out onto that pitch, if it's you're starting or you're coming on a sub, you have to be ready. And as players, we've done it all our lives, step onto a pitch and play football. But this is the pinnacle and this is the top of the top, and you're representing your country at World Cup. So it's going to be different. I haven't experienced it before, so I don't know what that feeling is going to be like, but I'll try and prepare myself as much as I can.
Staying with England, here's the Everton and England defender Connor Cody, and he begins by talking about the excitement of playing at the World Cup, but also discusses England's defence and being compared to John Terry.
It's the most exciting time in the world for everybody. A World Cup comes around every 4 years, and it's something that we all look forward to, and I'm no different. I'm just lucky enough that I get to come and play with these fantastic players. I get to come and work under a fantastic manager and all his staff, and enjoy every minute of it. And like I've said before, and I've said plenty of times, and I always will say, is that I'll come and give the best of myself every single day. If I'm called upon, fantastic, I'll be there to help as much as I can, and then we'll see where it goes. But we're all here for one thing, and that's to do well in this World Cup, to push our country as far as we can possibly go.
You've excelled this season, with even Frank Lampard, your boss, saying you remind him of John Terry in the back for your leadership as well in your communication. What did it mean hearing those words from Frank that played in some of the best performances from England in the past?
Oh, it's a privilege. It's a moment when you hear things like that, it fills you with pride, and it puts a smile on your face no matter what you look at. I play under a fantastic manager at Everton. He's fantastic for everybody. He helps everybody. He speaks to everybody. He's a huge manager, and we all know what he was as a player as well. So what he's done for me and how he's helped me has been brilliant. But to hear them words, honestly, it fills you with pride, because, like I said, it can't not put a smile on your face. Yeah.
When people say that potentially the problem or the weakest spot could be England, considering the defensive show that the team put up in the Euros, but since the Nations League, how offended are you by that?
Massively, because I'm a defender, so you don't like hearing things like that. Of course you are, and we read and we see and we listen to absolutely everything. But listen, we know as a team how we want to play, how we want to defend, what we want to do. And the defensive record over the last few years has been absolutely fantastic in terms of how we try to go about it. So it's important we keep on focusing on ourselves. And like I said, we read and we see everything. So like I said, we look at ourselves every single day in training to try and help and improve each other, as well as yourself individually as well. So we'll keep on concentrating on ourselves and then hopefully go into the tournament full of confidence.
On now to Wales, who are getting ready for their first World Cup since 1958. They also begin their campaign on Monday against the good old US of A, which of course is live on TalkSport. Here's the Wales defenders, Chris Meppham and Ethan Ampadu, who have been speaking exclusively to us in Doha, and they can't wait to get going.
Wales 1, Ukraine 0, seeds of pandemonium as Wales qualify for their first World Cup in 64 years.
Here is James into the penalty area, left wing cross, Moore is there to tap it in. Keeper Moore, a poacher inside the six-yard box.
Obviously, it's been a long, long time since this country has been on this stage, and to be a part of it is unbelievable. I feel incredibly lucky and privileged.
Who I really enjoy watching at this moment in time is Brennan Johnson.
Threaded forward towards Brennan Johnson on the edge of a penalty area. Oh, what a great goal by Brennan Johnson.
Gareth Bale for Wales It just had to be him!
He's proven in the past that even if he's not playing at domestic level, he's always come in and delivered for Wales and important games.
The hardest part was qualifying. And we always had the conversation that actually if we got there, we always felt we'd do quite well.
Very excited. It's going to be our first proper session since we've been out here. All the lads, you know, on the coach then were buzzing just to get started. We've done a lot of travelling, a lot of sort of the commercial side, photos and all that, but now it's really time to get down to work, and yeah, we're all excited for it.
I sort of had a lads holiday planned with my friends, and I remember getting a call saying that I've been called up to the under 20 squad for Toulon, and yeah, that was my first involvement for Wales, and little did I know that, you know, 4 or 5 years later I'll be here in Qatar ready for a World Cup.
Since that final whistle and since we qualified, it's just been pure excitement, really. Of course, everyone's been working hard for their clubs, but then in the back of minds, it's hard to put away the World Cup. So, yeah, it's pure excitement.
Naturally, I think there's a bit of a edge to that game with it being England. But, yeah, I think we need to approach it like we do any other game. You know, it's going to be a massive game. You know, we go into every game wanting to win. And, yeah, there'll be that added bit of focus on it.
It's the World Cup, so no group, no team is going to be easy. No group's going to be easy, but we've got the belief that we can go as far as we can.
We're playing pretty much week in week out in the build up to this tournament. It's given myself the best prep possible, and I've always said that I'm at my best with a good run of games under my belt, and I've been in a position where I've done that.
Yeah, we've got a challenge, but it's a challenge we're looking forward to and prepared for.
Now, one of those iconic World Cup moments in recent years was Luis Suarez's infamous handball on the goal line against Ghana in the quarterfinals in 2010. He, of course, denied what would have been a late winner, but Asamoah Gyan missed the resulting penalty, which took the game to spot kicks, which Ghana lost. The ex-Sunderland striker joined us on my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, to look back at that famous game 12 years on.
You know, everybody who watched the game, you know, they dislike him, you know. But me being the game, I always say, if I was Suarez, I would have done the same to save my country, you know. So he's a hero there, you know. He, although people see it as a cheat, but he has done what he had to do to keep. He kept his country to the semifinals, you know. So for me, people do hate him, but I'm in the game as well, you know. So he did what he had to do to keep his country to the semi-final, you know. But it's been 10 years now, and it still sticks to my mind. You know, every time there's a World Cup or there's any game, like, sometimes you put something and randomly somebody comes speak about a penalty. So it's like a stain in my body, and I have to live with it.
Asamoah, how did you feel? I mean, I'm pretty sure I spoke to you about this when you joined Sunderland, but you had to take two penalties, one in the penalty shootout and unfortunately the one you missed. What was your mindset going into the first one and then having to take another one?
You know, honestly, Darren, I was the first penalty taker in the team at that time. You know, any penalty, I'm responsible for any penalty shootout, you know. So going there and then before that game, the first game against Serbia, I scored 1-0. To a penalty. Second game against Australia, to a penalty. You know, third game, I didn't score, and then I scored against USA. So I had the whole confidence in the world, you know. So going to that penalty, I felt like, yeah, I'm a striker, and the first penalty taker, I have to do my job. You know, so going there wasn't any pressure at all. But what I was amazed is, what I was surprised is my penalty going that high. You know, normally my penalty doesn't go that high. You know, that was what I was surprised.
Have you spoken to Luis Suarez since? Did he speak to you on the evening? Did he come into your dressing room? What's your relationship been like since?
He was in Liverpool at that time, and he had come to England. I didn't think he spoke English. Like, he speaks English at that time. If Darren can bear with me, I don't know. So, honestly, I've never ever spoken to him till we played against Liverpool. I think they won 4-2 at Sunderland. And we just did a handshake. People thought I was going to ignore him or something, but we had a handshake and that was it. Like, that was the only time. I've never spoken to him before.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we end today with some egg-chasing chat. And Owen Farrell will earn his 100th cap for England when they face New Zealand tomorrow live on TalkSport. Shortly we'll hear from the England head coach, Eddie Jones, teammate Ellis Genge, and the island skipper, Johnny Sexton. But first, here's Farrell himself, who is more excited to see what the team can do at Twickenham tomorrow.
I'm more excited about the performance of the team, to be honest, at the minute. So maybe it's something you look back on when it's over and done. But I don't want to play it down because I am unbelievably grateful and appreciative. But the exciting thing for me is the game and what's ahead of that as well.
Look, he's a great competitor. If you look at his history in world rugby, he's the third highest point scorer in the history of the game.
I think that's credit to him for his consistency. He's always been a consistently brilliant competitor.
You've got to be resilient and you've got to be self-driven. There's a part of your game that is special that allows you to get selected all the time, and Owen's got that.
Always pushed himself to the very limits, always made the most of what he's got as a bloke, as a character. So yeah, I think he's earned every single one of them.
I love what I do, and it's definitely not a job to me. It's not always a good thing, but it's definitely not something that I just switch off from when I go home. I'm bothered by it. I'm passionate about it.
There's not many English players that have got to 100 caps, and so it's an amazing achievement for him. And I'll drop him a line at some stage and say congrats.
He's a great team man, but I think he'll find exceptional pride in representing his country 100 times.
You understand? He loves his craft. He'll do anything he can to be the best. He's not obsessed, but he loves winning. Like, he genuinely loves winning. Whereas, say we started playing darts now, I wouldn't be too bothered if you beat me, you know. But he's genuinely upset if he loses like that. He wants to be the best at everything he does, which I admire.
Utmost respect from a guy that I've looked at closely over the years, lucky enough to play with him and tried to, you know, take some of his game and try and put it into my game. I can't say, you know, my words won't do him justice, I don't think.
Every team he makes better, you know, he's just a fantastic competitor.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thingy. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit that subscribe button. I'm back this afternoon on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show alongside Darren Bent, building up to the start of the World Cup. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast at first thing in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.